Okay, Robert, we're closing in dangerously on the homepage. We've understood why we're doing this and who we work with and how we work and what our services are, and we've told them about us and we've got them to contact us. The only thing we don't have is the main page, the homepage. We're
finally
back
if you don't have
there.
That page, you're in trouble, because almost all new visitors to your site will land on the homepage first.
So
there
what are we
going to
put there?
There are certain very important things that you have to accomplish on that site, so I'm going to talk about that, and specifically the content. Now, if you're listening to this and you haven't done the other pages of the site yet, don't start with the homepage. I really don't recommend it, because if you write all the here's who we work with and here's what we get and here's a testimonial story, a lot of those elements you'll be able to integrate into the homepage. So it will all make more sense if you do it last. So I found that's the best way to do it. So on a homepage, you have a few different options as to what you put on the page. You can have high graphic content and low information content. You can have low graphic content and high information content. You can have medium graphic content and medium information content. So I'm more in favor of two or three, but never number one. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is they do a site that's very, very graphically oriented. It's like a pretty picture. It's got nice colors. It's got good design. Nothing wrong with good design, but it takes over the whole thing. And then you've got, you know, one short paragraph of text, and you don't really know what the heck they do, and then you have to click that to find out more, and it's all very spare and very graphic-oriented, but not enough content. As you've seen from the previous sessions we've gone through, a good solid content is extraordinarily important, and you can make it easy to read, and people will read it. So you really want a nice-looking design. We'll talk about design later within the good within content, but the home page is really one of the shorter pages on your website. You don't want a website that goes down three pages. You want a page or less, because it's really, again, kind of an executive summary of your whole business on that one page. The visitors want to be able to get a good sense of what you're about, who you work with, how credible you are, all of these things just in a few seconds on the home page. And so that's what we want to accomplish. If you put too much information, bogs people down, not enough, you know, they're kind of clueless about what you offer. So here is a basic outline for a home page. And I'm going to go through the basic thing that's in the PDF document, and then we'll explain things as we go and take questions from Bill for clarification. So you start with a headline, and I prefer a problem-oriented headline. So I'm going to have a mythical company. It's a consultant that works with wood product manufacturers. Okay? So our headline is, wood product manufacturers, are your profits falling? So I target who it is that I work with right off the bat, and then we talk about a problem, issue, or concern, much like the problems, issues, and concerns in the Who We Work With page. But just what's the one sort of main bullet point or issue? On my site, I say service professionals, colon, are you struggling to attract enough clients? That's my basic message. And if people feel they're struggling to attract clients, they want to read further. So that's what you want to accomplish just in the headline. Next, you want to get into, really, it's an expansion of the headline in which you talk about who you work with and more about the problem in a very short paragraph of two or three sentences. So you open with who you work with, and your name of your consulting company is Arcadian Strategies. So Arcadian Strategies works primarily with wood product manufacturers in the Northwest. So that goes a little beyond wood product manufacturers. So I know, okay, it's a consulting company, and they work with this kind of company. So you have to be very clear about this. You have to really zero in. Now, you might say more things. In my site, I say quite a bit more. I say, are you an independent professional or small professional firm? You're a management or technical consultant, corporate trainer, executive or personal coach, creative, financial, or employment professional who wants to be a better marketer, but you struggle with marketing, don't get great marketing results, and don't know where or how to start marketing your services. So that's the problem. So you talk about the target and then go into the problem. If you're like most wood product manufacturers, you're facing increasing competitive pressures from imported products, and profitability is slipping. So given that you're in this industry, you really know what it's all about, and all these wood product manufacturers are having a hard time. By the way, Bill, I just made this up. I have no idea about the wood product manufacturing industry. Right. It's just kind of a fun
Sounds
example.
Sounds plausible, though.
Now, you might have a couple sentences like I did, but, you know, I put a lot of attention into I work with these kinds of independent professionals specifically, and then I get into you want to be a better marketer, but you struggle with marketing, don't get great results, don't know where or how to start. For him, it's a little simpler, but you might have, you know, a couple things. What you don't want to do is have a 8-point laundry list of all the problems here. You want to have a big overall overarching problem. Otherwise, people get, it gets the focus gets diluted. You can go into those more details as they go to the next page.
It seems to me that what you're doing is kind of creating the overall category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are looking for solutions, they may have some specific problems in mind, but it comes under some kind of category of sales, profits, operations, technology, engineering, whatever.
Right.
It comes under some kind of category. So this more sweeping problem is one that kind of encompasses all of that category.
Yes. So if you're a management consultant, are you a C-level executive who has great people, products, and potential for your company? However, you're finding that the level of productivity and profitability, notice I threw five P's into there. There's a lot of P's in business and marketing, but the level of profitability and profitability is way below what you know you could accomplish. So the focus is all about, you know, you've got good people, but the productivity and profitability is not there. Now, you might want to go into a bit more detail, and I did in my site by, then I go more into the results of what you want to get. So that's the next point. Next point towards a solution or possible outcome. Now you said, okay, you've got this problem, but you want to have this. This is not working, but you'd like it to work this way. So what I say for this example is state-of-the-art manufacturing processes, distribution channels, and marketing strategies are helping many wood products manufacturers compete successfully with foreign competitors while dramatically increasing profitability. Now, who wouldn't want that? Wouldn't you want to know more about, how does that work?
Sure.
Now, it has to be something that everyone would want. If you write something that's, you know, very tangential to the business, it's not going to attract the attention. So again, what is that key issue and what is it that they'd want opposite of that? Now, what I say is I use a series of bullet points for mine. I say you have this problem and you want to get much better marketing results and attract many more clients more consistently. Communicate your marketing message in a way that prospects become interested in what you offer. Have a no-hype marketing plan that makes sense and is both easy and affordable to implement. Market with integrity and authenticity, actually feeling good about the marketing that you do. So I found in talking with all my clients that those are the kinds of things that they want. They want to get more clients. They want to be able to communicate about their business. They want a plan that's no hype that they can actually do. And they want to market with authenticity. They don't want to be a, what I call a sleazoid marketer. So that sort of hits my target market, but I use four bullet points for it. So three or four bullet points or a very concise paragraph that talks about what it is that they want. You don't say, great, use us, here's all the stuff we do. You don't push yourself on them too soon. That's very important. Too many sites say, me, 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 right out the starting gate. You don't do that. It's mostly about them. Is this you? Is this your problem? Do you want this result? Now, tell them more about what they can get. So that's really an extension of number four, sort of like my bullet points. So wood product manufacturers who are implementing this approach are seeing profitability increases from 13% to 29%. So you might have a few bullet points like I have, or it might be similar to my bullet points. Learn how to compete with foreign manufacturers without cutting your costs. Learn how to master how to whatever. So tell them specific things that they can get. So sort of a key solution, then maybe a couple points after that.
It occurs to me that one of the problems that a lot of us have is that even if we wanted to get the data, a lot of times the companies that we're working with may do one of two things. Either they don't have the data, or they're not doing what you told them. In other words, you could build a great web page for somebody, Robert, but if they don't promote it, if they don't do anything else, and then they don't get any business from it, it wasn't the fact that the web page was wrong. It was the fact that they didn't do anything else.
That's true.
And so I run into that sometimes with my testimonial groups. You know, I'll tell them about all the things they could do, but they may not necessarily get those results if they don't do something. But something that you just said made me think that what I could say is, I mean, and what I absolutely know is happening is, you know, my clients get incredible marketing copy right out of the mouths of their customers.
Exactly.
Now I'm not saying that marketing copy necessarily returned 2.5% increase in sales, because that I don't have. But
yeah,
I can.
Hopefully at some point you can point to some of those things.
Right.
Yes.
Right, but for those people, especially starting their business and they don't have that kind of data, what you can do is talk about what you have gotten. And something that actually Vicki Sullivan said to me once, she said, you don't necessarily have to prove in court that you've got exactly the right information. What you have to prove is that you're a good bet.
Yes.
That they're trying to make a decision about whether you're a good bet to do this. And the more, you know, smoking guns you've got of specific, you know,
yeah, the better it is.
Great.
Now, you'll notice in my first bullet point, it says get much better marketing results and attract many more clients more consistently. I can promise that, but I can't say triple your business in 3 months. You know, I wish I could. I've had clients that have gotten those results. But you don't want to overstate it, and yet you don't want to understate it. And that's finding what I call the marketing middle way, where you're telling the truth about what you do, but that is attractive to people. Okay, the next piece, the next paragraph, is that you want to prove that you're credible and successful. So you have a little credibility paragraph. So Arcadian Strategies has been working with wood products manufacturers since 1987 to increase profitability and performance. We've worked with over 50 of the largest U.S. wood product manufacturers. We have a solid record of success that proves our approach works. It can work for you as well. So, four simple sentences. You don't need a whole page of credentials here. But in the same way, in your page, for X number of years, we've created audio testimonials for over X number of clients. They found that these testimonials give more information, persuade people better, blah, 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 something like that.
Right.
So, let them know, you know, you don't have to have your whole bio of how long you've been working in the tech field. So, you know the old saying, you know, I would have written you a shorter letter if I'd had more time.
Right.
And so it takes time to write these very concise paragraphs. It's a little harder in some ways than writing a lot of the other stuff that was longer. Because, heck, okay, that's five problem scenarios. Well, you want to condense that into one four-word sentence that sort of gives a sweep of the problems, and you want to condense your credibility into one short paragraph that gives the essence of what you do. That takes writing and rewriting and reading, and I've rewritten my homepage God knows how many times to accomplish that.
But it also makes sense now of why you say do the homepage last, because now you're looking at those pieces that you've got on all of those pages and saying,
right,
what's out of all those best ideas that I came up with, what can I write that summarizes them?
Exactly.
It's much easier to make a summary from the facts than it is to come up with that perfect bullet.
Yes. And then where you go from there is that you have a call to action. Now, you might, before the call of action, have a brief testimonial quote as well. Sometimes you might put that at the bottom of the page. But the testimonial quote, again, not your longest testimonial quote. It might be one that you've edited down. But our business turned around when we discovered Joe Blow of Arcadia. We've been struggling in the market for the last 4 years, and in the first quarter, our profit increased 30%. In the first year, we doubled our profits. We are so happy we found this person. So something that, again, is consistent with all the other information on the page. For me, it would be, I think I have a quote somewhere on the homepage that's pretty good. I'd worked on marketing for years with okay success, but when I came across your materials and applied them to my business, I never knew it could be so easy, straightforward, and honest. My business has doubled in the past year, and instead of chasing clients, they now come to me basically ready to buy. Thanks for the structures you helped me put in place. So that's a pretty good quote, because that's exactly focused around exactly what I do, and it's a really good result, and it's credible. Then you have your all-important call to action. So I say in this one, please browse this website for detailed information on how your wood products manufacturing company can become more profitable. And make sure you get our free report, Profitability Secrets for Wood Manufacturers. We'll talk a lot about these free reports and how all that works as we get into the next section. But whatever you do, you want to direct people where to go, and we've talked about that at the end of the page. But you also might want to direct people to that first page on the site. Learn about the wood products manufacturers we work with and the issues they face by clicking here. That will take them to the Who We Work With page. Often at the bottom of the page, you give people a couple options on the home page. You give them the options to right away learning about who we work with, but my favorite thing is to give them something free right away that they can get value from immediately. You do that, they'll end up coming back to the web page and reading the Who We Work With and everything else. But you know, people are looking at the website, and they're looking at websites, and they want free information. So I've discovered that pointing to free stuff, a free report, a marketing plan workbook. So I actually put a little picture of my marketing plan workbook. It says 24-page marketing plan workbook in blue, red, and white. And it says, click here to find, the free marketing plan workbook. Now, if you want to jump right in, click on one of the book covers below. And it says free marketing plan workbook. You can start becoming a better marketer today by getting my free 24-page marketing plan workbook with a detailed outline of all the marketing activities you need to attract more clients. The workbook is bundled with a free chapter of the InfoGuru Marketing Manual. Because I'm so online-oriented and I want to get people onto my email list, and we'll talk about more of that in the next section, I want to get people to click on that, give me their email address and name, get the workbook, and get sort of in the marketing plan club, so to speak. Then I also have a link to the InfoGuru manual because that's my main product on the site. And then if I have something current, I have my New York and London workshops also on the front page of the site. So if you have things really current, you might point to them, or if you have a major product. But for most of us, it's simply go get this free thing now, and the other thing is go and find out more about who we work with. You'll usually go to one or other of those pages. So if you cover these points concisely and clearly, they'll immediately know, just looking at the page in just a minute or two, if this service is for them or not. And often, if you've ever gone to a web page, Bill, and you look around, and you read the headline, you read the thing, and then you go to a couple pages, and you still go, I have no clue what these people do.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
And all you need, if you followed this format, people would know. Because it talks about, you know, we do the ramafraza with a hamahama with a yada yada. which does the blah, blah, blah. It's all tech talk, and it's all about them, and it just doesn't communicate. This kind of outline that I gave communicates brilliantly. People love it. They go, okay, I know it's for me. It sounds like they've got some results. It sounds like they're credible. Other people are saying good things. So far, so good. Guess I should check it out more. And they'll go beyond the homepage. If they go to your page and it's perfect like this and it's not appropriate for them, no problem. They'll click off, go somewhere else. Oh, this is not marketing for products. No problem. That's what I do. I'll look for a products marketing page. It's not corporate marketing. Great. So they know who it's for. They know it's Arcadian Strategies that helps wood products manufacturers like me. It's extraordinarily simple, but it's unbelievable how many bad web pages there are out there that confuse people instead of enlighten them. So the action plan for the home page is like everything else. Read the PDF section in the toolkit. Visit some of the sample sites and look at various versions of good home pages. And then start writing it based on these guidelines. And you'll also want to go back to some of your previous pages, and you might be able to extract some things or adapt some things or meld some things together so you can have those four or five concise paragraphs or sections that lead you to the next place. Once you've got that, then you want to start working on the next section, which is the famous free stuff section.